From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Busy day. In a few minutes, we're going to go to Turkey, a region being completely realigned as Arab countries join the U.S. in bombing ISIS in Syria.
But first to Washington and the surprise news today that Attorney General Eric Holder is resigning. He is the first African-American attorney general, and his five-plus-year tenure is the fourth longest in history. NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson broke the story, and she's with us now with more. And Carrie, Holder has survived a lot of calls for his resignation. Why now?
Well, we've always known, Jeremy, that Eric Holder did not intend to stay for two full terms of the Obama administration. He thinks the job is just too strenuous and stressful for that, and it may be time to bring some new blood in. He's been talking with the president on and off for months now about a resignation and a departure date, and I'm told that the deal was sealed in a lengthy conversation at the White House over Labor Day weekend. But it's important to know, Jeremy, Eric Holder's not leaving, he says, until his successor is confirmed by the Senate, which could keep him in office through 2014 and possibly into 2015.
And people will remember he got a lot of attention when he recently went to Ferguson, Missouri after the shooting of the unarmed teen there, Michael Brown. How did people view his role there?
I was in Ferguson with the attorney general as the radio pool reporter, and I was able to interview some of the students that he talked with privately. They told me they were quite moved by his personal experiences he shared with them of being stopped, even as a prosecutor, a successful prosecutor in Washington, D.C. years ago, by law enforcement. He thinks because he was running down the street late for a movie and because he's African-American. So some of those personal experiences really had a lot of sway in that community in Ferguson, helped to soothe nerves there. He also met with Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson, who's been leading the response to sometimes violent protests there, tried to shore up Ron Johnson, who's having a difficult time in working nonstop. All in all, Eric Holder did something President Obama didn't or wasn't able to do, which is go to Ferguson himself. And he was more or less an envoy for the Obama administration. Remember, Jeremy, that Eric Holder, in early February 2009, not long after he was confirmed as Attorney General, made a very controversial speech for Black History Month in which he talked about this country as being a nation of cowards when it comes to talking about race. He got a lot of flack for that at the time, but the country has turned around to have that conversation now.
Well, and at the same time, we have to remember that Eric Holder and the Justice Department under Holder has been involved in a lot of controversy. And I'm thinking most notably of Holder actually being held in contempt of Congress by the Republican-led House in 2012 for failing to provide information about Operation Fast and the Furious. There have been a lot of issues that he's clashed with, especially Republicans, on.
No doubt about that, Jeremy. Almost from the moment he was nominated by President Obama, Republican leaders in the Senate and the House, led by Senator Mitch McConnell, a Republican of Kentucky, indicated Eric Holder would be a political lightning rod. He has been for more than 5.5 years now. That censure by the U.S. House holding him in contempt was the first time that had ever happened to an attorney general. And Eric Holder, I'm told, remains quite bitter about that. He thinks it was unfair. That said, Jeremy, since this news came out in the last hour and a half or so on NPR, I've been getting a lot of emails from Republicans who are quite happy to see Eric Holder go. They are decrying his involvement in Fast and Furious, his alleged involvement there, his alleged failure to look into IRS targeting of political conservatives, and numerous other steps. That said, Jeremy, the reaction from the left, and particularly some of the civil rights community, has been just as strong in the opposite direction. Just got an email from Merle Evers Williams, the widow of civil rights icon Medgar Evers, who said Eric Holder has done more than any other attorney general that she's ever met in terms of advancing civil rights, voting rights for minorities and others.
Now, when is he expected to step down, and who might replace him?
It may take months for the Senate to confirm a nominee, and I'm told the White House is not close to announcing a nominee. We've heard in particular the name Don Verrilli, who's the Solicitor General, the Obama administration's representative to the Supreme Court, but there are several U.S. attorneys who probably want the job, and maybe even some Democratic members of Congress, so we'll have to wait and see.
Trying to think of how many members of the original cabinet are even left. There can't be very many at this point. NPR Justice Correspondent Kerry Johnson on today's resignation coming later of Attorney General Eric Holder. Thanks, Kerry.
You're welcome.